Whatever happened to the March for Our Lives? What came out of that effort after the Parkland massacre in Florida? Well, it continues. That is the good news, and it's continuing right here in Sonoma County. In fact, there's an event coming up Saturday night called From Parkland to Sonoma County, and it is the Social Action Committee of Shamray Torah that is presenting this event, 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. And with us in the studio is Bruce Berkowitz. He is with the Shamray Torah. And also here is Toby Feibusch. She's going to be a panelist. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning.
And Bruce, good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
And on the phone with us is Ryan Deitch. He is a student survivor from the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Ryan, glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
First of all, I have to ask you, Ryan, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Lots of work to be done. A lot of deadlines for Rotor Reg has been closing, but we're still working. We have over 200 active chapters that we've been working with all over the country, and it's just about getting people out to vote on November 6th.
Yeah, getting the vote out is a very, very important part of this, and we're getting our guests all suited up to talk to you, Ryan. And in terms of Parkland itself, how is the recovery going overall?
Parkland is still a broken community. It is still a community that is shaken up by what has happened here. And personally, in my own opinion, once we actually solidify a permanent memorial of some sort,
yeah,
an area of recollection and just serenity that people can come to, once that area is finally secured in our town, I feel like a lot of the peace will still be will actually be restored. Because right now there isn't really anywhere to go for people when they are grieving, yeah, other than individual headstones.
Yeah, that memorial is a very important part of the recovery in, equation. And Ryan, just because they've got their ears on now, I would just want to introduce you to Bruce and to Toby, who are in studio with us and a very big part of Saturday night's event.
Hi, Ryan. You've been we've been communicating by email for weeks, and it's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, too.
Hi. I just want to say thank you so much for leading this cause. It really means a lot, and it is, you guys are like inspire us to make sure to get this changed.
And Ryan, as you know, I mean, the whole country was inspired by the students at Parkland last February, particularly so soon after the shootings there that that you guys just got together, got in front of this whole cause of being safe in schools, gun safety, et cetera, different gun laws. And we continue to be inspired by the group at Parkland and happy to hear that you're still engaged.
Well, I just want to tell you that during that time, during those first few days of it all and just the craziness that had entered our town after the tragedy, we've seen it all before and we had known it all because we had watched these things when it comes to Sandy Hook, when it came to Pulse Nightclub, the movie theater in Aurora. We had watched these things and we had seen these things happen time and time again. I was actually in my AP government class watching the issue of Vegas unfold. It's that we've seen these tragedies time and time again, and we are not going to sit by and allow this to be our average American daily life.
Very good. And let's talk for a moment, if we can, Bruce and Toby, about Saturday night's event and what it will consist of.
Well, Saturday night's event will consist of the film about the Parkland shootings, and it's a documentary that was done by the ABC network, and followed that by Ryan, who will be on screen via video.
Well, video phone, yeah.
Yes, so it's almost as close as we could get to live. And then we'll have our panelists, in which Toby is one of them. They're all going to be local high school students who will be talking about their own experiences of why they got involved with the issue of violence in high schools and political action. And one of our biggest goals really is to encourage young people to register and vote and get involved with the political process.
I think everybody's in agreement on that. Everybody needs to get out and vote, and vote, young and old, but that pre-registration is sometimes makes the difference. And Ryan, you understand, I know, even, you know, at this stage of the game, that your engagement here and your fellow students' engagement here really makes a difference to local students like Toby here in Sonoma County.
Okay, well, I personally, at my school, I was, when we were thinking, or when everything was going on about marching out, or walking out on March 14th, I really wanted to do it, but nobody was organizing it at my school. So a week before the march, I was like, okay, well, nobody's doing it. I'm going to take it into my own hands. And I was able to see what everybody else was doing across the country, and you guys as well, and organize the walkout with 400 plus students walking out of Windsor High. So I was, and you guys gave me the courage to do that. So thank you.
These are stories you must be hearing from all over the country, Ryan.
Yes, but it's just absolutely astounding to hear these stories, because as you know, when you see something like the walkout, where it was over 2,000 plus schools all joining together, walking out of school to talk about these issues, it's that when you hear those individual stories, where you hear like that school didn't have anybody organizing it, so she took initiative. It's that sort of like just energy and passion that really keeps us going here, especially when it gets quieter in our own community.
Yeah.
And then just needing to go back out there and go the extra mile.
And Bruce, talk about why Shomrei Torah is involved in this event and this whole process.
Well, there's a component of Shomrei Torah called the Social Action Committee, of which I'm the co-chair. And we look at issues that are facing our community, whether it's homelessness, prison reform, issues around undocumented, and we look at what can we do about it. And what's come up is for us lately is really the issue of getting people involved in the democratic process and registration. And we have had films in the past that deal with a lot of different issues. And I was researching, looking at films, and I found this one about the Parkland shooting. And I was just very moved by it. And what moved me was obviously the content of the particular situation, but how a town went from grief to action.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Almost overnight.
And to me, that's the story that we have to tell. So we use that film as a vehicle to show what people can do and not be feel powerless. So that was the choice of film. And then we said, well, how do we make it local? Let's get some local folks involved. And it turns out, right in our own community, in fact, people from Shomrei Torah are involved in that process. So it worked out from both sides.
Well, if Toby's any indication of how inspired the students around here are about it, then I think we're in pretty good shape. Ryan, would you mind recounting for a moment that day in February for you?
Well, I'll do the brief version. That day, I was in my journalism class, typing for the school paper. I was just reviewing some Netflix movie that I had just recently watched, and then about halfway through typing it out, the fire alarm went off for the second time in one day. Now, most of the time when that happens, because it has happened before, we generally just ignore it. Someone comes on the announcements and says, I sat on the button again. My bad, everyone. Go back to learning whatever you were learning. But this day was very different. It was very serious. They called for a code red drill shortly after a lot of students had evacuated their classrooms, in which in that building alone, which I was not personally in the building where the shooting occurred, but I was on campus, that there was a room for a lot of students to exit their classroom and to come in contact with the shooter. And it was that day I was in a closet with 19 other students for roughly 2.5, maybe 3 hours, in which my head was shortly peeking out of the door for the reason that we almost ran out of oxygen in that room. but thankfully the shooter never entered or crossed my pathway. It was that day as well was also my sister's birthday, in which she had just turned 15. She herself was in the TV production studio right next door, in which that classroom, she was hiding under the news desk with David Hogg's little sister, actually, in which just that day overall, it's permanently etched in my memory. It's permanently etched in all of my friends, especially those who were in the building and still have to continue to go to that school. Right. I had recently graduated. But overall, that day will affect the people of Parkland from now and forever on.
Absolutely, and thanks for telling us about that, Ryan. Well, it's coming up Saturday night from Parkland to Sonoma County, and you will see and hear Ryan talking that night via video phone or Skype from Florida. And also on hand will be Toby Feibusch, will be a panelist there. Toby, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And Bruce Berkowitz with the Shamray Torah's Social Action Committee. Thanks for hosting it, Bruce.
It's our pleasure. I want to remind people it is free, but parking is limited, and we're expecting a big crowd, so get there early.
Absolutely. It's
carpool.
That's right. 2600 Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Thank you all for being with us, and continued recovery to you, Ryan, and your fellow students too.
Thank you.